Recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heisey Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heisey Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing right now on new John Deere utility tractors, compact tractors, and select hay tools. Gear up today before these great deals disappear. Offer ends October 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hope. You should never be without it, especially when faced with the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. St. Louis University Cancer Center gives its patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slucarecenter.org.
And then acknowledging a terrific letter that I got. And you don't get letters very often, snail mail, actual postal service letters. But I have one in front of me that made my day. Barbara Ulwig wrote me. Barbara, I'll just mention it now rather than later. I'm not going to read the whole letter. But Barbara, if you're listening, and I hope you are, maybe one of the nicest letters that I've gotten in a long, long time. And I wish I had a way to call you and thank you, but you didn't put a phone number in your letter. And because it's not an email, I don't have a way of, you know, replying back to you. But Barbara Ulwig, thank you. She signs it left-handed, right-brained, and AM in the PM. That's how she signed her letter. And I can tell from the letter you are right-brained. Bit of business, then I'll tell you what it was somebody sent me that got my attention on YouTube and caused me to sit up to about 1 o'clock in the morning looking at all the related videos. And it's going to pose a bunch of, I think, very good questions. It did for me. First, an invitation to come bank where we bank, First Community Credit Union. We have a thing on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock called the Yard Sale. It's actually, the official name is the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale. It's hosted by Paul Warner. There's one sponsor, First Community Credit Union. That's it. No other sponsors. Not a bunch of commercials cluttering it up, like this show and every other show. Just the ones that, the one that matters, that's the sponsor. The spot, the one that makes the show possible. And that to a great degree makes this show possible, because the people you hear me actually talk about are the people that literally pay for this show. And First Community Credit Union is one of those advertisers. And we never ask you to go somewhere we don't think you'll thank us afterward for. And that's what's going to happen with First Community. I know that banking is not a priority. These changing banks is probably not a priority. Unless your bank makes you mad. When a bank makes you mad, that's what happened to me with Boatman's. A long, long time ago, there was a Boatman's bank, and I'd been a customer 23 years. And some new little schlub went to work there and gave me the third degree like I was a brand-new customer and wanted some ID and all that. And I understand that and the whole training thing, but it just was the wrong day. It hit me the wrong way. I was in the mood for it, and I just pulled all my business out of there after 23 years. And they called me at home, the Boatman's people. And said, we just noticed that after all these years, you've taken your accounts elsewhere. We just wonder if there's anything we could do. I said, well, you could have started by not making your first phone call to me till now. I never heard from you till now. And now all of a sudden you want to be buddies? Too late. Got a new bank. And I have a place to bank where I've banked for the last 5 or 6 years. And I think if you come over and join us and bank there, you may never want to change again. It's First Community Credit Union. It's the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. Growing growing like a weed, as they used to say when you're a kid. Well, young man, you're growing like a weed. Boy, didn't you hate that as a kid?
Yeah.
There's certain things that adults said to you, and you just wanted to go,
yeah.
You don't think I've heard that before?
Yeah.
Or they'd scruff your hair. Hey, young man, aren't you getting to be a fine young man? Wow, kids hate that stuff.
Boy, you've grown up so much. I remember when I used to change your diapers.
And you know what? Because of that, I never do that with kids. Just as I start to do it, I go, nope, I'm not going to be that guy, that grown up. And so all I'm going to do is tell you that, yeah, growing like a weed is an expression I guess makes maybe not sense for a banking facility, but they are growing every day. People coming over, leaving their banks to come to First Community Credit Union, which, by the way, even though the bank is not in the name, you can do all your banking there. That's what it's for. I just think you're going to find the rates in many cases to be a little bit better, the service a lot better, and the fact that it's owned by you, the customers, the members, makes a big, big difference. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. So here's what happens. I don't check email like a lot of people every hour. I check it once a day, sometimes twice, and that's usually in the morning when I check it. But I did check it over the weekend because otherwise it stacks up, and by today I get in a bad mood because I'm, you know, don't want to go through it all at once. And I got an email from somebody. It was a link to a YouTube video. And the YouTube video was a camera in a person's car. A lot of people do this dash cam thing now. It's great protection if you get stopped. And even though you may not be able to see, it may not be in view. Let's say a police officer is in your window and the dash cam is pointing, you still get the audio. Now, these people that I watch these videos from actually had cameras pointing out the driver's window. And most of these videos I saw were Department of Homeland Security videos. Now, I've never encountered one of these state-to-state checkpoints.
I've seen these, the checkpoints, yes.
Is it not unbelievable?
Yeah, and the people that know their rights.
They
and
refuse to cooperate.
Yes.
Now, here's my problem with this. Let me just set, and Peon can help me out if I leave anything out here. One of the ones I watched was a guy going from Arizona to Texas, crossing the border. And these Department of Homeland Security people, Gestapo, they want to know if he's a citizen.
They want your ID.
Well, first thing they say, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, and you don't have to answer.
He says, I'm not going to answer that. And they say, well, we need to know if you're a citizen. He says, I'm not going to answer your question. They say, okay, pull over there. He says, I'm not pulling over anywhere. And then he says, and this is in multiple videos, am I being detained?
Yes.
And they won't say they're detaining you. They'll say,
because
well,
they can't. Yeah.
No, you're not. He says, then I'm free to go. And the officer now starts to get confused. And what you learn is...
They get angry, too.
Well,
some of them get mad.
Belligerent. But what you learn is they don't know your rights. They don't. They don't. And once you call them on it and challenge them, it was amazing to me how many times in frustration they just said, fine, move on, and let them through. The other thing that bothered me, though, one of the people, the drivers... stopped, and in many cases they wouldn't roll the windows down but about an inch, and the officer says, I need you to roll your window down, and the driver says, no, I can hear you fine, I'm not rolling my window down. They asked him to step out of the car, and he goes, I'm not stepping out of the car. One guy's in an RV, and it says sheriff on his outfit, so I guess Department of Homeland Security hires some sheriff's deputies. They said, we need you to step out of the RV. He said, I'm not leaving the RV. And they said, we're going to bring a dog on board the RV. He said, you're not bringing a dog on my RV either. I'm not getting out, and you're not coming in. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. I would never have the cojones to talk like that to an officer. But apparently, these people are within their rights. You can't board an RV, look in somebody's car, at least this is what I take away from this, without a warrant. Now, here's the other side to this, though. I saw a DUI or DWI checkpoint. The guy held his license and registration up to the glass so the cop could see it. Now, the cop wanted a driver's license, so he slipped it through about a one-inch opening in the window, wouldn't open the window, wouldn't let the cop ask him any questions, and he kept saying, I'm not answering any of your questions. Now, I got to tell you something. I don't have the spine. If a cop comes up to me and pulls me over and says, can I see your driver's license? I go, no, you can't. Where are you going? None of your business.
For a DWI checkpoint you're talking about?
I'm talking about for anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm not convinced that this is a smart thing to do when a cop stops you, or that you actually aren't obligated to answer certain questions. You know, it's a DWI checkpoint. They're trying to find if people are drinking. And if your answer is, I'm not answering your question, I'm not rolling my window but an inch down, seems to me you're asking for trouble. I mean, cops have a job to do. Granted, some of them overstep, but I watched it and I got confused because I thought, well, how much of this should I really try? And how much of it's just pushing just push the buttons of the cops?
And I've gone through some of those DWI checkpoints, and you just roll down and he says, where have you been? And usually I was out playing hockey. I said, playing hockey.
But you don't have to tell them where you've been.
No. And he said, have you had anything to drink? I say, no. And he goes, okay, move on. And then, but you see people along the side that they've asked to pull over, and they're giving them the sobriety.
Well, you know why? Because when they say to them, have you had anything to drink? They go, no.
Yeah. No.
No.
I've had one beer.
They can smell it.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the Homeland Security thing. One, I've never had and the one guy, driver of the car, had a good point. He was 80 miles from the Mexican border. He's crossing from Arizona to Texas. And he asked the Department of Homeland Security guy, he says, why are you questioning me? You're Border Patrol. This is the border of Arizona to Texas. I'm not coming from Mexico. And he got really nasty with these cops, and they let him go. Because the point he made was, sometimes these guys are a little bit power hungry and abusive with their power.
And you have constitutional rights.
You have constitutional rights. And it was interesting to watch him sort of let the air out of some of these inflated egos by just standing his ground and saying, I'm exercising my rights as they are made clear in the Fourth Amendment, unlawful search and seizure. You're not coming in my RV. You're not looking through my car, and I'm not getting out of my car, and I'm not answering any of your questions. And I just thought, okay, here, well, goodbye. You're going to jail. I mean, you're going to jail. If that were me, and I said that to a cop. Now, I did watch one cop break the driver's window out. Did you see that?
Yes,
one?
Yeah.
He broke the window, the driver's window out, reached in, grabbed the guy, pulled him out, and cuffed him, and took him away. I'm guessing there was a lawsuit.
Oh, I'm
because
sure.
I don't think that cop had the right to break the driver's window out.
Anytime a cop pulls you over, and I have the cops in the family, they can't search your car. They ask you, do you mind if I look in your car? And you can say yes, then you gave them permission.
Right, but if you say no, you're
yes.
suspicious.
Yeah.
Now they have to hold you till they get a warrant, but can they
yeah.
hold you?
Right.
No.
They can't detain you
Yeah, it was one of the most interesting. I sat up to 1 o'clock. I watched like 2.5 hours of this stuff, and I watched video after video. And there are people who are out in this country with camcorders and cameras. And here's another thing. One thing that bothered me while I think of it. One of the Border Patrol people kept asking this guy, are you a U.S. citizen? The guy says, I don't have to answer your question. And at one point, after going back and forth and back, and the guy kept saying, I'm not answering any of your questions. This guy said, look, all you have to say is that you're a U.S. citizen and you're on your way. Now, at that point, I thought, really? Then what's the point of this?
Right.
What's the point of the checkpoint if all you have to do is say you're a citizen? That's not any proof. What are we wasting money for? But he, honest to goodness, that's what he said to the guy. If you just tell me you're a citizen,
make it easy on me,
I'll let you go.
Why are they,
crap, what are we doing it for?
Why are they doing that at the border of states?
I don't know.
And some of those, southwestern states, they do that.
Is it because of the drug smuggling and stuff? And I don't know. Yeah,
well, it was just the people taking the videos. Oh, here's the other one. On more than one video, I saw officers. Some were police officers. Some were Department of Homeland Security. But they'd say, shut off your camera. And the guy says, no. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you have every right. If they can video you with a police car video, I think you have every right to video a cop stopping
you.
And they can't tell you to shut your camera off. But I'm telling you, some of these cops were so intimidating, you could tell they were ready to grab it and smash it. But these people stood their grounds, and said, this camera is staying on. It is rolling. I'm not turning it off, and you can't make me turn it off. I have every right to record you. And one guy said to the cop, you record me. You've got a dash cam. You do that without my permission. And the cop said, well, then why don't we go over and stand in front of my car and we'll use that recorder? And the guy goes, no, I'm not getting out of my car. And I'm not going. It was unbelievable to me.
Wow.
That in most cases, after all this confrontation, the people were let go. Because I think the bottom line to this is, constitutionally, I've always known you don't have to let them look through your car. I know that, without a warrant. But to me, you want to put up a red flag, then tell a cop, no, don't get in my trunk. Whoa, okay, what do we have here? There's a lot that I don't understand, but here's what I do understand. It seems to me that part of what happens with these videos, it's just going to make the life of a cop and the job of a cop even tougher. It just is. Because the more defiant people get, look, I don't have any problem with somebody asking me, where have you been? Because you can make up an answer. What do they know? Pick something behind you. Because let's say you got a girlfriend and you're married and you got five kids and you've been to your girlfriend's house. What are you going to tell that cop? I was with my girlfriend. It's none of his business. But at the same time, to say to the cops, none of your business, and I'm not telling you where I'm going, that doesn't seem like a good idea either. So I don't know. My daughter got stopped this weekend. She drove to Jeff City and then from Jeff City onto the lake, and she called me from the car. She said, I just got pulled over, and the officer has gone back to his car. I said, what for? She said, the windows are too dark, and there's no front plate. My windows are dark, and there is no front plate. In this case, it had fallen off, but I got another car. I just don't want to put a front plate on it. And he was very nice about it. It was Labor Day. They got better things to do, but the windows in this vehicle were so dark that he just gave her a warning and let her go. And I think it helped because she's a cute girl. If it'd been me, you know, whatever, ticket or whatever. But it's an interesting study how far they can push and how far you can push back. And I was stunned at the way some of these people talked to these cops and got away with it. Because I truly don't believe sometimes the police, I don't think they know what your rights are.
Right.
I don't think they do.
Did you see the one recently? It was a guy who his crusade is to film these certain illegal acts at rodeos, and he was out in Wyoming or whatever doing this, and so he ended up leaving the event, and these police or sheriffs followed him and ended up pulling him over, and you know, they asked him questions, this and that, and essentially, the sheriff and the rodeo association is the sheriff's association is connected with this rodeo association. They left their dash cam on. The cops did. Which they're supposed to leave it on. And later, they ended up letting him go. But they said, I knew we shouldn't have pulled that guy over. They forced us into harassing this guy and everything. And it was all caught on tape.
I'm a big fan of recordings, video and audio recording. I am. I think it's great evidence and protection for both parties, for the cop. And what I've decided to do, and I've done it, is I just turn on my phone recorder when I get pulled over. And if there's anything out of line, I'll have evidence of it. And they're not allowed to take that away from you. They're not allowed to tell you can't record them.
And they have. I know some captains that are in different precincts, and they have told their officers that they've told their officers, always think that you're being recorded by the people that
they
pulled
should
over.
They should. Do we have our guest on the phone, by the way?
No, not yet.
No, we don't. We're supposed to have her, aren't we, I believe? Yeah, thank you, Dan. So here's my advice to people who get stopped. Don't go nuts with this constitutional rights thing and start telling cops things like, hey, none of your business. That's the last thing I would say to a cop. Have you been drinking tonight? None of your business. I don't have to answer your questions. Whew, that does not seem like a good idea to me. But if you get a chance, just go to YouTube, and in the search bar, type in, what would you say, Peon? Department of Homeland Security checkpoint.
Right.
Start there. And you're going to see some things you're not going to believe. And it's the same kind of people, like these people every year who get up and go, I'm not paying any income tax. Well, good luck with that. Because I think we all know there are a lot of those people in prison. I think to some degree they have a point with this. I'm not answering your question. But at the same time, cool off a little bit and show some respect to the cops, and maybe some questions you can answer. It's not going to, you know, ruin your life to answer a couple of simple questions. I think you can take any of that stuff too far. I have Danielle on the phone. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We spoke earlier, and I want to ask you two things. One, I want to tell people, one, why you're here. You are in rehab at Associated Physicians Group, APG, over in Illinois, and we're going to talk about that. But I also want to just kind of establish a little bit about you, because you told me something earlier when I called you that I was, so impressed with. Do you mind if I tell people how much you used to weigh?
No, I'm very proud of where I'm at.
All right, what did you weigh before you went into this rehab stuff? Which, by the way, your weight, and I'm sure even you would agree, is probably completely responsible for the suffering you've gone through in your joints and knees and whatever. What did you weigh at your heaviest?
At my heaviest, which was 1 year ago, in June, was 500 pounds.
Oh. And you have lost in a year? Tell them how much.
I have lost 180 pounds.
Oh, wow. Matt, good for you. You deserve a round of applause. Now, you are currently undergoing rehabilitation and pain management at APG. Which location do you go to?
I go to the O'Fallon office.
Okay, O'Fallon, Illinois. Because
yes.
there are, I think we've made it clear, there are three locations, and they're all in Illinois. What was it that caused you to just decide, hey, I got to get some help here? Was it one particular thing? Was it your, obviously at 500 pounds, your knees are taking a beating and your ankles. What was the one thing that you just said, I can't handle this anymore?
I think when I started losing weight, I tried to become more active, like going to the zoo and whatnot, and my knees were probably one of the worst, one of the main reasons why I wanted to get some help. And then, of course, my back.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really function, you can't lay down, anything like that when your back hurts constantly.
So what are they?
So it's kind of a combination.
What do they do for you over at Associated Physicians Group? Give me just an idea of what it is you go through. How often do you go in?
I actually, I am seen, since I'm just starting, I'm seen several times a week. I've had some trigger point injections in my back, which has alleviated most of the symptoms. I mean, it's not a permanent fix because I haven't gone the major injections yet.
Right.
And then next week, I actually get my knee injections, which I'm so excited about.
Okay. And then what down the road do they say you have to look forward to? In other words, are you going to, what is your rehab going to consist of?
I will have to go through a series of injections and then physical therapy to try to build up my joints and my muscles back to where I was prior to being so heavy.
Do you have a target weight that you want to hit?
You know what? I have always been a plus size girl, and I don't want to be small. So I think I'd like to maybe get down to 180, 190.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's a great goal. I think that's a very realistic goal. Yeah, when you were 500 pounds, for goodness sakes, that's fantastic. And
I never left the house.
Well, I mean, literally.
No, I didn't, because I was humiliated. I missed all my son's functions because I didn't want to embarrass him.
Well, when I talked to Jim over at APG this morning, and I talked about you a little bit, and he said the number one reason that people have knee issues and ankle issues and back issues is weight, is that kind of excessive weight. So I say good for you. You're in great hands, but you know that.
Oh, definitely. I've had amazing care.
Yeah. Well, they're about as good as it gets. So, Danielle, continued success. One other quick question. That much weight in a year, did you have, like, lap band, whatever they call it, surgery or gastric bypass or something?
I was actually too fat for fat surgery.
Wow.
So, instead of having gastric bypass, I had the sleeve.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
With the bypass, they have to reroute your intestines, mm-hmm. and your stomach is maybe the size of a walnut.
Okay.
Mine, they did not have to reroute anything, and my stomach was in the size and shape of a banana.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, continued good luck. You're in great hands at APG, and they'll you're taking care of the weight thing, and they'll take care of the rest, and maybe we'll check with you down the road and see how it all worked out, okay?
Oh, definitely.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
500.
Wow.
Never left the house. Now she's going over to Associated Physicians Group, and she's in the greatest hands she can be in, because in addition to losing weight, she's got to completely rehab lots of parts of her body, and that's what they do. Now, real quickly, those of you concerned about your knees, and that's a lot of people, and it's not just old people either. I know plenty of people in their 40s, 50s, knee surgery. They've had it, or they've been told they're going to have it. There is another one of these seminars, and these things do very, very well. So I would encourage you to make a reservation now. This next one is coming up a week from tonight. That's next Tuesday night, September 10th. It's an alternative to knee replacement dinner and discussion. I told you, they have documented 5,000 people that have come to them who have told they had to have knee surgery. 90% of those people did not end up having to have knee surgery, because when you're put in the right hands with the right rehab, pain management, sometimes it can be avoided. This is dinner and a discussion. They're free, but you do need reservations. 866-915-9022. And I know most of you are in cars and you can't write that down, but if you go to apgpain.com, apgpain.com, all the information is there. It's going to be a week from tonight. Registration's 5:30, dinner's at 6, and it's a real dinner. It's at the Four Points by Sheraton, the Four Points Conference Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Second Street, just north of Interstate 64 on Route 159. All that's on the site. I would say get in, make a reservation. They usually pack these things. They don't want a lot of people, 40, 50 people. That's all they want. They don't want it to be overwhelming. They want people to be able to ask questions. Dr. William Tom is going to be there. There'll be two physical therapists there, and a prominent orthopedic surgeon will be there. And again, this is alternative to knee replacement, dinner and discussion. It's all on this site, apgpain.com.
Let's check and see how traffic's moving along. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne. Frank?
Not moving very well, Dan. Westbound on 64. I got an accident just at the entrance ramp to, or the exit ramp, I should say, to Ballast, blocking the entrance ramp lane as well as the far right lane westbound on 64. You're backed up to a point midway between McKnight and Clayton Morrison westbound on 64. West of there, it opens up quite a bit. The next heavy spot I'm seeing west on 64 is out near the Boone Bridge. The normal slow go is there, though, westbound 64 from the Science Center to McCaws and southbound 270. You're on the brakes south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Seeing those normal heavy stretches out in St. Charles County, westbound Highway 70 between Cave Springs and Midoriz Mall Drive. West of there, it's a pretty decent run out to the area in Wentzville. Eastbound on Highway 64, headed towards downtown, a pocket right at Union Station. Then you're on the brakes again, essentially from the ballpark to the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70, not bad run this afternoon, but you are seeing some volume passing St. Louis Avenue towards the Dome. Northbound 55, no problems to report approaching the Poplar. This update brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
Wednesday morning, join us as co-host Aisha Sultan from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joins us. We'll get the latest on Syria, as well as the latest from the health world with Dr. Jeffrey Lowell. Join us Wednesday morning on the Big 550 KTRS. Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals Revolutionary Foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Celebrate St. Peter's, September 20th and the 21st at 370 Lakeside Park. Free concerts, fireworks, kids' activities, free parking and shuttles, too. Plus your favorite carnival rides and food. Celebrate St. Peter's, September 20th and 21st. The Big 550 KTRS presents the fabulous Motown Review, Friday at 7 p.m. And Saturday night, the Little River Band takes the main stage. Celebrate St. Peter's, September 20th and 21st. Check it out at stpetersmo.net.
You've waited for the next Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell, and I'm here to help you imagine it. So roll up the windows and kill the AC. Hot, right? That's what it's like to bite into the new fiery Doritos Locos Taco. But there's more. Imagine some limes riding shotgun. Weird, right? Yet they totally work with the heat. Delicious. Now you really know what the fiery Doritos Locos Taco is like. It's a little lime and a lot of fire. Live mas.
At participating locations made with lime flavor, Doritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. 2013.
More fun in the outdoors this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts on the parking lot at St. Louis Outlet Mall, formerly St. Louis Mills, this Friday through Sunday. Free admission. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial market. markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We just paid a visit by, let me put it this way. We've been here 16 years. We've had 74 receptionists. And we were just paid a visit by a former receptionist. She is so smoking hot, I can hardly talk now. And here's what happens. People leave here, they get better looking. After they leave here, they look better, they're healthier, they feel better, they're more successful.
We got to
get out of here. That's a great song, the Animal song, We Got to Get Out of This Place.
Yes.
We got to get out of this place, and then we'll be good looking, and we'll be real successful. Speaking of good looking and successful, it's time for Joe Hipperson. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are wonderful stores. Tell them your AM, the PM. Today's Tuesday. The DVDs, the CDs are out. Let's find out what's good and what's bad. Here's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, you should have been here today. Rebecca, well, Rebecca, really? Former receptionist, is here. And Buddy?
Yep.
Yeah, a 10.
Wow. See, I don't often hear you say smoking hot. So
no, that's the only, there's no other description.
Wow.
No, she really is. So enough about that or we won't be able to concentrate. What do you have for us?
All right. New release Tuesday. We start out with music. John Legend has Love in the Future being released today. King Kong and the Shrines.
Yeah.
Idol No More. Rod Stewart's got an album called Rarities. It's pretty self-explanatory. Jefferson Starship, live in Central Park, May 12th, 1975, is out on CD today. The Hookworms, they've got a new record called Pearl Music.
My favorite.
And Nine Inch Nails have released their latest record called Hesitation Marks. So if that's your thing, Nine Inch Nails, you know, I mean, they've been around forever, it seems, but they're keeping it real, as the kids would
All
say,
I right? know about them is they got together with Johnny Cash before he died. That's the most I know about Nine Inch Nails.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, on the DVD end of things, Revolution Season 1 is available today. Person of Interest Season 2. Haven Season 3. The Vampire Diaries Season 4. Parks and Recreation, a show I've tried really hard to really, really like, but it just never really works for me. Season 5 of Parks and Recreation is out today. Criminal Minds Season 8. Bomb Girls Season 1. Cake Boss Season 5.
Hey, Bomb Girls is a great show.
Oh, I'm not saying anything
but
bad about
it. But it didn't make it, did it? I mean, it didn't last. It's
no,
over.
It didn't. It was a great concept.
It really was.
TLC's Hoarding, Buried Alive, Season 3 is available today. Look, I don't care. Let's say for some reason you're not feeling good or something. If you want to induce vomiting, and I'm saying it's a great show.
Or if you want to feel better about your own life.
Oh, yeah. The grass is green on your side if you watch this show. It's just sick.
And season 1, 2, 3, it doesn't matter. Hoarding is hoarding. The season is irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
People are all nuts.
You ever watch something and you almost convince yourself you can smell what you're watching?
Yes, yes.
That is Hoarding, Buried Alive. It's just sick and wrong. Route 66, Season 1 from 1960 is out on DVD for the first time ever. Got Scandal Season 2, Ancient Aliens Season 5. I was a huge fan of the TV show The Office for the first 7 seasons. Then, not so much. The last final season, Season 9, is available today to own on Blu-ray or on standard DVD. First time ever on Blu-ray today, the 1964 movie Marnie, starring Sean Connery and Tippi Hedren, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, available on Blu-ray. First time ever.
I spoke to Sean Connery.
About this?
Really?
About Marnie, yeah. In fact, just this morning, I had him on satellite. Oh, here's what he said. It's probably one of my best pieces of work I ever did.
Sean Connery. Wow. He's proud of Marnie.
Man.
Some good stuff. Out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie from 1996. They've released like 45 seasons of this show, but the movie that came out in 96, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Also out today on Blu-ray, first time ever, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the director's cut.
Is that the original Ace Ventura?
Yes, it's the original. I'm not talking about When Nature Calls, which I think is an abomination.
Horrible. That first one, though, is hysterical.
Oh, yeah. If anyone is on the fence, like, I don't know, Jim Carrey. No, Jim Carrey was never funnier, in my opinion, than he was
hysterical.
In Ace Ventura.
He is as good as Jerry Lewis was when Jerry Lewis was at his best.
Oh, it's good stuff, man. I've had to step back for a second because I had no idea this movie was 20 years old, but the 20th anniversary Blu-ray edition of Harrison Ford, The Fugitive, is available today.
Great movie.
It's a brilliant movie, but 20 years? You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones, I don't know if he ever looks young.
No, he's never been young.
Right.
Tommy Lee Jones was born 60 years old.
I know. I mean, he's got that bulldog face, man. Yeah. Even a bulldog puppy looks like an old bulldog when it's born. That's Tommy Lee Jones's mug, man.
And he had the cracks and crevices of an 80-year-old when he was 30. He's just got a beat-up face.
Yeah, but you know what? It works. Because I don't care if the guy's 90. I wouldn't mess with Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
There's no reason to do it. All right, Rob Zombie is Rob Zombie. He's been directing a lot of films. His latest directorial effort, starring his wife, Sherry Moon Zombie, The Lords of Salem, is available today.
Okay.
It's a scary movie. It just feels white trash to even watch the trailer, but that's just my opinion. Also out today on Blu-ray for the first time ever from 1986, Creepshow 2, in case you need a coaster in your living room. Now You See Me, the extended cut. Now You See Me, now finally out on Blu-ray. And, The Iceman, very interesting movie. If you liked the movie Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner, you'll like The Iceman. Trust me.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, if I remember, was really creepy and pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the vein of that, if you liked Mr. Brooks, check out this movie called The Iceman, just dropped today. And last but not least,
that Iceman sounds good.
It's finally here, Frank. It's finally been released. It's unrated. It is the unrated version. You can now watch it on Blu-ray in your own home. Yes, Sharknado has been released.
I mean,
and today, we can all own Sharknado. The world is a better place. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes, Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric, the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Two nights ago, I didn't watch it all, but I watched the first hour of, and now I want more, the original Saw.
Oh,
Have you seen one of the Saw movies? I'm going to tell you something. That's some creepy
stuff. I've seen all of them.
It is the creepiest stuff. It's great.
It's
so believable.
And that first one.
Oh, my goodness. I got in an hour, and I thought, I got to save some of this. This is too good. I mean, if you don't like to be scared and really, really scared, don't watch. Don't ever watch Saw. Bill Cleveland is on the way. Matheny Heating and Cooling loved Saturday. They were real happy about Saturday, 103, 104, woohoo! And then yesterday, not so much, not so happy, but they'll be happy again when it gets real hot again or real cold again. And you're going to be happy all year, all four seasons, if you have Matheny Heating and Cooling as your heating and cooling company. Because here's why you're going to be happy. That system is always going to be working right. If it needs to be replaced, it'll be replaced right. If there's something to be done, it'll be priced right, and they're on time, and they get there as quick as humanly possible, and they have 71 years experience. A family business has been around for 71 years. What more do you want? If you want a heating and cooling company, you want dependability, integrity, honesty, great track record, and you want somebody who can work on anything, so no matter what you have, you know that they're well trained and they can do it right. That's Matheny. All of that I just described. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years this year. St. Louis and St. Charles counties, that's where they operate, that's where they work. Sorry, Illinois, maybe one day. Move over here. Hey, just move over here. Then you can have Matheny. And commercial or residential, they do lots of businesses, lots of homes. You're going to be glad you found this company, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Time for a check on traffic now. Let's go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, I flew out over St. Charles County, westbound on Highway 70, seeing those brake lights appear east of Cave Springs now, headed west towards about Mid River Small Drive, southbound on 270, heavy just south of the Westport Plaza area, just south of Page, down towards Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Westbound 64, you are on your brakes, approaching the Moon Bridge in the valley. Also seeing some heavy pockets making your way west of the Science Center out to about McCausland. Eastbound 64, And not too terribly bad this afternoon, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge, just a pocket at Union Station at last check. And at last check, they were working with that accident at westbound 64 at Ballast. We're just coming up on it now, but I can't see it. At last check, it was very heavy from west of McKnight out towards Ballast. There was the right lane blocked in that stretch there. This update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the Cadillac Richest Scratcher game from Missouri Lottery for a chance to win a new Cadillac vehicle or up to $100,000 instantly. Every ticket gives back to education, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together, beginning this Friday through Sunday. Meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at KTRS.com.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app. It's free, STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. Great app, great cab company, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, yeah. Bill.
Hello. Well, the 87-year-old District Judge Warren Unbaum will retire in April after 44 years in the post as a judge. He spent almost as much time on the bench as Tim Tebow. Yeah, and a secret spy satellite has now been launched from a U.S. rocket. And it sounds like Bill Belichick is ready for the 2013 NFL season. And in Australia, police are searching for a man who destroyed a karaoke machine with a shovel. Unclear if they want to arrest him or award him a medal.
Yeah, I like karaoke.
Yeah.
Tully, Australia, in case you're wondering. Yeah. Let's see, in Massachusetts, the dad promised his kid $200 if she'd get off Facebook, which is kind of ridiculous because everybody knows the best way to get a kid off Facebook is to join Facebook.
Well, that's true.
And finally, well, we got a new dating website. Seems like a new one of these pops up every day. A new dating website aimed at matching up women who like to travel with men willing to pay for their trips. So part of a new dating trend called prostitution. A new thing. This is a Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Bill just assumes that traveling with him means she'd be sleeping with him.